A reading from the Gospel according to Matthew. The disciples of John approached Jesus and said, "Why do we and the Pharisees fast much, but your disciples do not fast?" Jesus answered them, "Can the wedding guests mourn as long as the bridegroom is with them? The days will come when the bridegroom is taken away from them, and then they will fast." The Gospel of the Lord. There is an NPR spot called This I Believe. In each segment, there is one speaker. This person expounds briefly, succinctly, from a deep part of their self on a singular belief that roots them and guides their choices, their actions, and behaviors. Each speaker either begins or ends the segment with the phrase, "This I believe." If Jesus was here in 2015, today's passage might be his "This I believe." When John's disciples ask him their question about fasting, it is not the same as when in other gospel passages we hear the Pharisees or the Sadducees asking him about his and his disciples' fasting habits. Rather, John's disciples ask out of a genuine, growing curiosity for understanding. They are journeying into a deeper truth they witnessed and are invited into. When they earlier, in the fourth chapter of Matthew, saw Jesus being baptized by John, when suddenly the sky opened, and they saw what they saw, and they heard what they heard, and they began to believe a new truth was possible. Jesus's "This I believe" is that he is participating in a feast, a huge feast, a wedding feast. Since his baptism in the fourth chapter of Matthew, he has experienced the Holy Spirit as he taught on the mountain, as the leper and the centurion's servant and Peter's mother-in-law are being healed at his touch, as demons are being sent away, as the paralytic at Capernaum and Jairus' daughter and the woman who had been ill for years, the lame are walking, the bent are being straightened and healed, the blind see. Jesus recognizes that this is a wedding feast. He recognizes that what was separate is being joined together. Humanity and divinity. When the arrival of the bridegroom is the completion of the promised betrothal. How can there be any fasting when it is the feast present, happening? And he knows the words of Ecclesiastes. He knows, too, there is a time for feasting and a time for fasting. Now is the acceptable time for fasting. Now, in this Lenten season, our fasting connects us with all who cannot feast, with those whose daily experience is hunger, with those whose lives are burdened by systemic racism that keeps them bent over and even bleeding, with those who cannot dance, who cannot sing, who cannot muster up joy because they are being held captive by demons, demons of power over them by others, and even demons whose power inside of them attempts to overwhelm their mind. Now is the acceptable time for our fasting, these 40 days. Days to remember, separation is illusion. Connection, wholeness. We are one in the body of Christ, is our true call. It is our true reality. Fasting reminds us that there, the illusion of separation still blinds us when our fasting is out of forgetting we are connected rather than feasting because we remember we are one by the gift of the bridegroom who lays down his life for us. Now is the acceptable time for fasting. This, I believe.